You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Soulmate for his son. Where does he send him to? What type of family he requested? Idol worshippers. Idol worshippers? Yes?
The biggest one.
Yes? Why he chose that his daughter-in-law would be in a family that they worship idol? They had manners. So those that they don't have manners, which is worse? The family that doesn't have manners or the family that have manner and they worship idols?
The one without manners.
That's better?
That's worse.
That's worse.
No, it's so to better, because isn't one of the worst things in the world to do is worship idols?
Chazak Baruch, beautiful.
So
why Avraham Shalom, you're right. Why Avraham Shalom decided that the Kala should be from the family that they worship idols, but, you know, they have...
Because it's much easier to fix this one of the Zerat than Midot, it's more important.
So the wrong man is we cannot fix. No? We cannot fix. We can fix. Is that easy to fix or you cannot fix? You can or you can't. See, it seems like Avraham Avinu Alayhi Shalom believed that wrong behavior never fixable. That's what we see from here. So he sent Eliezer to find a match for Yitzhak Avinu from the family that worship idols. So now here...
Was Lavan?
We'll see. So now here, obviously, the message is, so now if somebody believes not to bow down to a statue, so you sit down and talk to him, and then you tell him, this is a statue, you know, if you like, you can break it, so that cannot be your God. So little by little, see, he understands it, you know, you're right, you know. Then, obviously, the God's supposed to protect you. But if you protect something, so that means you cannot be God. Because if you put the God in a safe, so that means there's something wrong here. So there happened to be a story, Midrash brings, that happened to be a very wealthy man, but he had very great attachment to his money. What is it called? No, that the money would not leave him. Stingy. Stingy. So now happened to be...
Separation anxiety.
Exactly, beautiful. So now what happened that unfortunately he lost his wife. And the wife, that was the custom was lying on the floor and not alive, and they put candles around her. And you see his son is going around just like he's looking for something. And he comes close to the dead mother and stretches her hand under the body of the dead mother. So the Abba says, what are you looking for? What happened? He says, I lost my button. I'm looking for it. I thought maybe it's under the deceased mother. And something happened. The Abba was stingy. So you see, the manner never left them. It's contagious. It's genetic.
Also
so now here... I'm sorry?
Also idol.
No, idol worship is just a type of mentality that you can fix. So now here, that's the point. We see Avraham Avinu Shalom with Saint Eliezer. What was he looking for? What type of girl? Just like his family. And what was the behavior of Avraham Avinu? He was the man of Chesed. So now, what did Eliezer see in Rivka Imenu? That decided this is
the
one.
When he saw the wife.
Is that why?
That was the first reason why he came up to her.
Understand.
And then
how was he sure that this is it? I know, but when you see like a thirsty person, you wouldn't give him water?
In the olden days, it was hard to get water.
No, but it doesn't mean. You see, he traveled for a long time, days.
No, but even if you do the camels too, that's even...
Feeding the person, everybody does.
Okay.
Feeding camels, no one does.
No?
Because everybody feels sorry for another human being.
Right.
To be feeling sorry for animals, for camels.
So the decision was made because of Raimeno. What did she do?
She volunteered to give water to the camel.
She gave it herself?
She was 3 years old.
No, that's not the point. So, yes, but I mean, yeah, they give her credit for that matter, but still... So she says that she was like a na'ar, as a young man. That's why we read it as a na'ara, but it's a na'ar. It's really strong, you know, as far as her strength. But here, what's so special that you
she
draw the water?
Under the water to feed the Eliezer. Make sure she does not drink a lot of water because it's not healthy for somebody that travels.
I understand, but there are good points. But what was the final decision that Eliezer said? This is it.
She didn't tell him right away. Drink. I'll give your camels too. He let him relax, drink the water. Then he told him so he doesn't rush.
She didn't rush. Or? Oh, that's why he picked her. No, we want to know if that's the. No.
I think he prayed for a girl to, before he finished his davening, she came and
for a son.
gave him the water.
Actually, he was blamed for that. He was blamed for that. Gemara says, because let's say a girl would come and, you know, was not 100% physically complete. So you would say, okay, this is it. Huh? You're right.
But he saw a sign that the water was coming up.
Understand. But as far as your point, that when he prayed and he came out, he didn't specify what type of girl should be. So that's why the Gemara blames him, because he didn't specify what the girl should be. So then, you know, actually they had mercy on him that he was answered the way he requested. But he didn't request the right way. I'm sorry, you were going to say something else? Or no. So now here, what was the final decision?
She took care of everything.
The camels? Ah. So that means, what does it mean? That we usually don't do this, like do the chesed for something that is not need. Like to give Eliezer goes without saying, right?
Yeah.
That's what we made the decision. But to give water to the camels yourself... We're not going to do that.
Plus, you wait until you make sure we're all satisfied. That's the main thing.
Understand. But the point here is, for something that, let's see, when you help Eliezer, what Eliezer says, thank you. So when you give water to the camel, what do the camel say?
Nothing.
This I'm going to do. I'm only going to do favor to people that they say.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That's it. If they don't say thank you, if they don't say I appreciate it, forget it. What should I eat? Huh? Make sense?
So she wasn't waiting for any reward.
But here that's the whole point. That's the whole point. You're not going to do a chesed if somebody is not here. What should I do? Nobody's going to clap for me. What's the use? I'm only going to do something good that I make sure, you know.
I get the attention.
Exactly. But what's the use? You know, nobody gonna know. What's the use? It's a waste of time. Rivka Imenu became
the mother of Amistad. Why?
What's the use to give water to the camels? And yourself, you know what it is? You know how much water a camel drinks?
Yeah.
30 minutes.
You know how much it is?
For 1 month, is it?
13 gallons.
Huh?
13 gallons.
No, much more, much more. What kind of camel you have?
Oh,
here's your small. No. This is 300, 500 liters or something. We need drive F-35. You know what that is? 10 camel driver. And nobody clapped. But it's a thank you. This is the qualification to be the match of Yitzhak Avinu, family of Avraham Avinu. And this is the hardest thing in life, that you do a favor, a kindness, that nobody would find out.
Eliezer
to Rivka, we don't say it's a thank you, did he?
Even after giving 13 camels or however many camels?
That's the whole point. It's the whole point.
He didn't say
anything. Your Chumash says, he says something?
No.
R doesn't say.
But
yeah, I know, it's very hard. It's very hard. No, you clean up your room. First thing, Ima says, Sheikh Yanu Riman Yanu Lazvan Azeh. And then what do you expect? What do you expect?
Candy.
Good job, well done. Candy, give something.
Ice cream.
Mango.
But if I'm not going to get anything, why should I clean my room? Huh? Yeah. See? Yeah? That's like Baruch. So that's what exactly we see, what a Baal Chesed Amiti is all about. The true Baal Chesed. Nobody's there, you know, to clap for you. Nobody is there to video you. Nobody is there to say thank you.
Giving them?
No. As a matter of fact, Rabbeinu Ha'chaim HaKadosh brings, this was the first time she came out of the house. You know what it is? The first time through the tefillah Eliezer. Hagrena defana. Rabbeinu Ha'chaim HaKadosh brings that he actually pulled her out. It's the first time. You know what it is? Hashem Yizakenu to be Baal Chesed Amiti.
Amen.
Short, Besorot Tovot, Besorot Hashem. Amen.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.